Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The 13th pick in the 2019 NFL Draft. The Miami Dolphins select Christian Wilkins, defensive tackle, Clemson.
Hold up, everyone. Are you ready for a sing-along?
All right, we're going to jump out here to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. We're going to bring on Omar Kelly from the South Florida Sun Sentinel, brought to you by Bud Light, Game Day's favorite light lager and the official sponsor of the Miami Dolphins. Good morning, Omar. I'm guessing you had a late night last night.
Yeah, I got home about 1 o'clock in the morning after finishing, and I am a little bit surprised that that the first round went that way, but then again, not really surprised, just because I think that they made the selection that everybody in the NFL expected them to make.
Let me ask you this, because Christian Wilkins was a guy a lot of mock drafts, a lot of people locally and nationally thought he was going to be their pick and he was going to be there, and it ends up being. But when Dwayne Haskins was still sitting there, did it cross your mind they might take him?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, me too. I just wanted to see if there's anybody else. I thought same thing, like they might get their quarterback right here.
I in fact, wanted to take him. I would admit I would have taken him, and I also admit that probably would have been the wrong selection for me. I do have a very firm rule that you don't draft a quarterback that you do not love. He is not a quarterback that I love, but I still would have taken him because of the fear factor of, what if he becomes really good and if he becomes a Deshaun Watson? And I know there are a lot of people that I highly respect. In fact, I just opened up my computer and just to be ready to talk to you guys about who should they take in the second round. And, you know, I got a direct message from a quarterback that I really, really do, as somebody who is in the college game, who really evaluates the position. And he was like, he says, Haskins is a baller. Going to be tough looking back, knowing he could have been a Dolphin.
Yeah.
Joe said this all morning long, that Haskins' name is just going to be around Chris Greer forever if he does well, right? Like, it's just always going to be over his head like a cloud?
Absolutely. This is going to be the Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers, Matt Ryan kind of situation. And that's why I would have taken him, because of the trauma of past fears, even though it violates my number one rule about the position, because I don't love him, I like him. The fear of having needed a quarterback since Dan Marino and the thirst level, and considering where they are as a team in terms of what their needs are and where this organization has been, you've got to fear not missing out. Yeah. But if you're not in love with him, you shouldn't take him. And they clearly weren't in love with him. And in fact, he wouldn't have been. You know, they had two players on their board that they really wanted to take, Jonah Williams, and he was taking the pick ahead, and then Christian Wilkinson. And they took the guy that they wanted to take. They took the culture guy. I was told all week that was going to be their pick. I mocked him to the Miami Dolphins in my mock draft. He is the guy that completely fits what they want to do, what they need. They need a leader. They need to put somebody in the locker room who can sort of instill leadership and culture. This guy's a total winner. Very, very flexible in terms of what he can do. He can play every position on the defensive line.
Yep.
He's smart, intelligent, charismatic. He is everything that you want. So, you should be happy about the selection that you made, but I'm just concerned, will it haunt them?
Yeah, no, I it's funny, because I agree with all those things. His leadership, and if you heard all the interviews after with you guys and everybody else nationally, you were like, I mean, you're falling for this guy. It's like, damn, this is the guy I want representing my locker room, my team, and everything else. But the ghost of a quarterback is still out there. And let me ask you, speaking of that, I got to go back to the other topic that was big last night at Hard Rock, Josh Rosen. you believe some of the rumors are out there that the Dolphins, if the pick is right, will jump on Josh Rosen?
No, I don't. I think I can't keep – you know, you can't make these culture picks and talk about culture and having the right guys. If you determined last year that he wasn't the right guy, wasn't the right pick, you didn't want him, and you didn't. And this isn't that, you know, I knew that going into last year's draft. It can't, your opinion can't change no matter what you can get him for, no matter how discounted he is. Your opinion cannot change. And I stand on that. I firmly believe that they wouldn't have drafted him last year in the first round. So why, no matter what you can trade for him, no matter how discounted he is, no matter what your thirst level is at the quarterback position, why would you trade for him if he's not a culture fit for you?
But if it's a third-round pick, I mean, I understand what you're saying about that, but there's value in that. 78 to get a quarterback like that that was a top-10 pick last year, not even take a chance on that? I'd rather have him than Will Greer.
You know, he played the worst of all the rookie quarterbacks last year.
Well, Arizona stunk last year.
Okay, you could blame the talent around him. You could bring up Mitch Trubisky and Jared Goff, and that's all great, well, and good. I love how people always bring up those two quarterbacks. Bring up another one. Name another one.
No, those would be my two examples. They're done, yeah.
Yeah, you're done.
That's it.
Okay. And he's not Mitch Trubisky. He's not Jared Goff. He was not good last year. He is a culture killer. Teammates don't like him at college and in the NFL. You know, Dono brought up a good reference, the movie Draft Day. I don't know if you guys saw the movie Draft Day.
One of my favorites.
I love Draft Day, and I tell people it's very real. It's just on steroids. It's Chris Greer's career. It's for 10 years, all in 90 minutes. But he didn't select a quarterback because people didn't show up to the guy's birthday party. His teammates didn't show up to the guy's birthday party. They didn't like him. This is the same situation here. You know, Josh Rosen is not a likable guy. He's not like. You go back to his high school days, go back to his college days, now his rookie season. He's not a likable guy.
Yeah.
There's a reason for that. Why would you add that type of person to your organization, no matter how discounted a pick is? Arizona's sitting here talking about, oh, we're not trading him unless we get a first-round pick. Bro, I know for certain he's been on the block for a third-round pick since January. Like, come on, everybody knew you were doing this. Everybody knew you were shopping him. Like, don't pretend now, oh, we're keeping him because we're not going to get a first-round pick. No, you were asking for a third. Nobody wants to give you a third. There's a reason for that.
Hey, by the way, let's talk about today, 48-78. What do you expect, whether you want to give a name or a position? Do they get a tackle today, and don't they almost have to get a tackle out of these next two rounds?
They have to get an offensive lineman. I'm not certain it's got to be, without a doubt, a tackle, but they certainly do have to get an offensive lineman. If you look at where they are as a team, they know that they have to address the offensive line. It could be a guard or it could be a center. I think there's a crap load of centers in this draft that I really love. And you can get a center. You can move Daniel Kilgore to guard, and then you can move Jesse Davis to right tackle. It wouldn't be my ideal situation, but it can certainly fix your issues. To me, the top guy on the board right now in the second round is Florida offensive tackle Juwan Taylor. He's a player I would have taken at 13. Obviously, he's got out of the first round, and I think a lot of that has to do with the medical stuff. There was some medical concerns about him. I don't know what the medical issue is. Guys always fall for reasons. He's falling. I suspect it's a lot to do with medical. The Dolphins brought him in on one of their 30 visits. When they generally do that, especially with a first round pick, they're doing it for medical. So if they feel comfortable about him, whatever it is, I think he's got to be the selection if he's there on the board. Then there's Cody Ford, a very talented offensive lineman from Oklahoma. He's not my favorite Oklahoma offensive lineman. I like Drew Samia, but, the second round is a little early for that, but maybe in the third. Mississippi offensive tackle Greg Little, he's out there. He's probably the guy who has the most upside and potential. Problem is, you got a motor issue, a work ethic issue. I don't necessarily know if he's a great fit for Miami, but he's a talented athlete. And then this I think there's going to be a run on cornerbacks, and I think there's going to be a run on wide receivers in the second day. The Dolphins don't need a wide receiver, but this could be like a Jarvis Landry selection where you didn't need a wide receiver when you took Jarvis Landry, but you took him and he ended up being one of the best players on your team. And I think that that could be the case with two players, A.J. Brown, probably the top player on my board, and Ohio State's Parrish Campbell, who I think is a stud. I fell in love with him watching Dwayne Haskins' film. I fell in love with a lot of Ohio State receivers watching Dwayne Haskins' film.
Hey, real quickly, pass rusher, would you be surprised if they find a guy they like as a pass rusher in second or third round? Would that surprise you if they go after a guy on the outside, get one more guy?
No, I think you got to do that because I think this is there aren't that many pass rushers that fit what they're trying to do that can be a day one starter. I think Joe Jackson is one of those guys. I would love for them to take.
I agree, by the way. I agree with you on that. I really like him. I know you do too, by the way. But
he's a fit. He's perfectly fit for Miami. He could do things that that Charles Harris cannot do in terms of set the edge. He's a phenomenal athlete. Hopefully, he fits from the character standpoint for them. I don't know if that's the case, but I think he's not really scheme versatile because he's a little bit stiff to play to drop back into coverage. So that's my only concern about them not taking him. But if you look at this draft, there aren't that many defensive ends that could set the edge. So he's one of them, and you definitely need a pass rusher. So you got to address the offensive line, and you got to address pass rusher right here because if you don't, you could be left empty-handed in day three.
All right, real quick before we let you go, sixth pick in the draft, Daniel Jones goes to the Giants. Your first thought was what?
Thank you, Giants.
That's all I needed to hear, Omar. Have a good day.
That was a surprise. Thanks, Omar.
I guess.
All right, that was Omar Kelly. I figured that one.
I'm not sure we're taking a second, third round now after Omar. He got breaking that down. He was going all over the place, man. We only got two picks today.
Not seven? No. You're not the Colts, right? Colts could take three of these guys.
He must have been talking about the Saturday, too.
Maybe. All right, well, Omar Kelly brought to you by Bud Light, Game Day's favorite light lager and the official sponsor of the Miami Dolphins.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!